Joining us now from Memorial Hospital, a women's health physical therapist, we're joined by Katie Rubush. And Katie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. So let's talk about what you do.
Well, I'm a physical therapist, and I have a specialty in treating men and women with pelvic floor dysfunction. And that includes a lot of different symptoms and conditions, but I treat women who are pregnant, postpartum. I see men and women who have urinary incontinence or bowel incontinence, urinary frequency, pelvic pain, constipation, just a really wide variety of pelvic health issues, and seeing people across the lifespan. Maybe it's women returning to fitness after having a child and needing some help with gaining control of their bladder. I do see some children for constipation and urinary issues. So pretty wide variety of clients and conditions that I'm seeing.
I imagine with what you're treating here, you have some people who are, this is something that people don't enjoy talking about.
Right. So some of these things are pretty personal and a little embarrassing to talk about, but I think it's really important for people to know that they're very common symptoms and they're symptoms that you don't have to live with. So if you're willing to come in and in a private setting, tell me about what's going on with you, I almost always can help individuals.
It's important to note that something like incontinence, constipation, pelvic pain, these are not normal things, and you shouldn't just wait for them to go away.
Exactly, and it's not something to be accepted as a part of aging, and it shouldn't be accepted as something that just happens after you have a baby. I think a lot of people, and even some healthcare professionals even, kind of brush it under the rug as just a normal part of life after certain events or a certain age, and it's really not. There's so many things that we can do to address those symptoms and really improve your quality of life. It's evident with some of the patients that come in to see me that these symptoms really limit what people are doing, and it really isolates some people, and you don't have to live with these symptoms. Just come in and see me, and I can help you.
That's such an interesting point too, is that people feel ashamed of something like incontinence as they just think, I've gotten to a place in my life where this is just part of my everyday life, and it's not.
Exactly.
That's something that people really have come to accept over time, and it's really unfortunate that they have, but it's, what type of things do you look at then if somebody comes to you and says they're having a problem like that? Where do you start?
Well, to be honest, the pelvic system is a pretty complex system, and so I'd start by doing a really comprehensive subjective history. I ask the patient a lot of different questions and figure out what their goals are, what times of day, what activities are bothering the symptoms and irritating those symptoms, figuring out what the patient wants to achieve at the end of their therapy. And from there, we do a movement exam, and it's really fascinating that different movements can sometimes elicit urinary symptoms or pelvic pain. And from there, taking that information and developing a treatment plan. Along with that, it's really helpful for me to do an internal assessment on most clients if the client is comfortable with that. It's a little different than an exam from a physician. You know, there's no speculum, there's no stirrups. It's just me doing a digital exam. And what I'm checking for is prolapse of different organs. And then I'm also really assessing the integrity of the pelvic floor muscles. And those muscles are just like any other muscle in the body in a lot of ways, in that they have to have strength and endurance. They have to have coordination and control. And they also have to be able to relax. And those are all different pieces of my exam that I'm looking for that can help me develop a good diagnosis and then treatment for the patient.
That is so interesting, because it is a muscle group that people, I think, tend to overlook over time. It's just you don't think about that part of your body in terms of the musculature.
Right. And like I said, they're muscles that act similarly to other muscles in the body, and therefore they respond to the same training principles as like your biceps or your glutes. But in a lot of ways, they're actually different. There's a sensory innervation and a motor innervation from our nervous system, but there's also innervation from what's called our sympathetic nervous system, and that just adds a little bit of complexity to the nature of these muscles. But in general, we do treat the pelvic floor similarly to other muscles. They've got to have the same capabilities as other muscles in the body.
So people maybe need to, I think that there's a mindset here when you think about incontinence or pelvic pain or even constipation or bowel issues, you think about them as their own issue, but these could be just symptoms of something else.
Right. So again, this is a very complex system and there's lots of different things that are impacting the pelvic floor muscles. So alignment and mechanics really have a significant impact on those muscles. When those muscles are not sitting in the pelvis in an optimal environment, they're not going to function properly. You know, other reasons why you might have some of these symptoms that we're talking about are a different change in your hormones. Stress, physiological or psychological stress, has a major impact on these muscles. Just a lot of different things that might be contributing to your symptoms, even things like diet and your activity level, different things you're drinking might be irritating the bladder. But again, through that really thorough subjective history and a thorough exam, we can figure out what pieces to this pie are contributing to your symptoms.
Your job to me is utterly fascinating because you have to know so many different systems that all contribute to this one particular area.
Right, and everybody that comes in the door is going to leave with a little bit different treatment plan because, again, there's so many things that could be contributing to the patient's symptoms, and that's also why seeing a therapist and professionals that have a specialty in treating pelvic floor dysfunction is so important because it is very complex and it takes a very holistic approach to fully treat the patient.
Well, if somebody thinks there's a problem, do they need to be referred to you or do they contact you directly?
You can do either one. So it's ideal if you have a physician order that is for physical therapy. But if you don't have one of those, just give me a call and I can help you through the process.
All right. Well, we'll include your contact information in our story. It will be online at macombnewsnow.com. Katie Rubush, thank you so much. I think this is an incredible thing that people need to know more about and be more open to talking about.
Thank you. And yes, just give us a call and we'd love to see you.